This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
While a man accused of raping and killing a Colorado Springs woman last year mounting an insanity defense, attorneys for Gregory Whittemore entered the plea of not guilty by reason of insanity in district courts yesterday. Whittemore was arrested a year ago after the body of 27-year-old Allison Scarafoni was found in the garage of a home on Erie Road. Whittemore was found competent to stand trial earlier this year after a six-month mental health stay. Scarafoni's family upset following that plea.
He was competent enough to be let out of jail originally for his first charge.
And he was competent enough to be out with an ankle bracelet.
There were a lot of factors in there. It was clear he was competent and he knew what he was doing. No doubt about it. He's a piece of
The judge overseeing the case ordered the El Paso County Jail to conduct the insanity evaluation, denying a request by his attorney to have the evaluation done at the state hospital in Pueblo. A rabbi, meanwhile, telling future military leaders that a rise in anti-Semitic sentiments have played a role in last weekend's deadly attacks in Israel. Rabbi Abraham Cooper of Simon Wiesenthal Center touched on the attacks yesterday during a press conference at the academy. Cooper noted that the Palestinian military organization Hamas has been spreading anti-Semitic disinformation for years on the internet and through social media, adding that hatred of the Jewish people has simply become too mainstream. He also cautioned those in attendance to not ever sacrifice their personal ethics and freedoms in pursuit of an undefined greater good.
And students at Colorado College are showing support for Palestine ahead of the demonstration in Denver this weekend. The group of students for Justice in Palestine held a teach-in yesterday, chanting slogans condemning U.S. financial support for Israel. Speakers read messages from Palestinians on the grounds of Gaza and called for an end to Israeli occupation of the area. A demonstration of support for Palestine is scheduled at the state capitol coming up tomorrow. And the White House says President Biden will be making a visit to Colorado on Monday. Pueblo County Commissioner Dania Escor says that she has heard about the visit and it will be happening in Pueblo, and she hopes that the president talks about jobs.
One of the big things we always want to talk about is infrastructure and jobs, really making sure that we are able to build a robust economy here in towns like Pueblo.
The Pueblo visit has not yet been confirmed by the White House. It's still unclear what exactly Biden will be doing in Pueblo and what the visit will entail. The president was last in Colorado in May when he spoke at the Air Force Academy commencement, and if you recall, tripping on stage. The White House says more details will be shared soon. And Colorado Springs Airport will again offer half-price parking for travelers during the holiday season. The airport will offer 50% off long-term parking rates from November 20th through the 26th and December 20th through January 2nd. The discount will cut the parking rate for $4 a day during the Thanksgiving and Christmas travel periods. The airport director said the promotion was good to show gratitude to those who use the airport. And more than 2,000 people have signed a petition asking the governor to rein in the aggressive hunting of bears at the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The petition, posted last week on change.org, accused the wildlife agency of inhumanely harassing wildlife and asked the governor to keep the CPW from deliberately putting down bears unless a human is injured or killed. The petition also called for the greater education of those living in bear habitats, for more signage in the area with bear activity. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials have not commented on that petition.
Mostly sunny skies across southern Colorado today. Temperatures are going to be in the 40s to near 50 degrees and gusty north winds, keeping us feeling pretty chilly across the region. We do look for our first freeze of the season overnight tonight as we dip into the 20s to low 30s region-wide. There is an active freeze warning in effect along the east of I-25 until early tomorrow morning. Of course, temperatures do gradually start to warm back up as we head into the weekend with highs back in the 60s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.